For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. If you're driving in your car, good morning. You're pouring your best cup of morning coffee, good morning. As I always say, most of the comments I get from people are in their cars on their way to work. I love it. I'm so thrilled you're tuning in. Thank you for writing. I opened the broadcast on Monday with just some great news of listeners and what they're doing and what programs they're enjoying. Always remember, you can go to the website to reload those into yourself, to download those. Go to AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, click the radio menu page, and you can rehear some of your favorites. I encourage you to do that. Faith comes by hearing, correct? Hearing by the Word of God. The more you hear, put yourself under God's Word and the truths of who God is, the stronger your faith becomes. It builds. You know, you just think about it. I feel like I'm getting a word for someone. What have you been listening to? Check yourself. What are you listening to? Are you listening? Faith is coming, but you can also have faith, unfortunately, in something that is contrary to the kingdom of God, correct? You know, you if you're listening every day to only the secular news media or only your neighbor who's telling you of how his cousin died of the worst blah, 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 it's forming faith in you. And I want to caution you on it right now. Remove yourself from that, and you need to build your faith according to God and God's Word. Faith is coming, my friend. And it's coming by what you're hearing. You do not want to have faith in that negative report, in what they're saying over there. I'm not talking about denial and putting your head in the sand. I don't do all that. No. We're realists. We understand what's happening in the world. However, you need to come up higher and get in the kingdom of God realm. What does God say regarding that situation you're facing right now? I know I'm speaking to someone. And you say, well, Anna, you're pre-taping. You know what? God is so sovereign that at the time of my taping these, I have faith, here we go, that when it goes onto these airwaves, you who are out there are hearing it right at the moment that the Lord God selected you to hear it. How's that? And I'm telling you right now, Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing of God's Word. That's how you're going to build your faith in that very situation that you're facing. Don't let your faith be built on that negativity or that other report you're listening to. That's a word. I'm cautioning you right now. Please, please heed that. Isn't that a treat from God that he's giving you some instruction on this Thursday morning? Praise the Lord. Oh, my gracious. Sources of spiritual passion. Hope you're making plans to come see me either February the 19th, South Shore, February the 26th, North Shore, for a message called What to Do When Your Back's Up Against the Wall. Free of charge. We take love offerings, but men and women, just come build yourselves up, right? Sources of spiritual passion. We said, number one, a growing awareness of who God is. You just start meditating. Wow, God, you've been through this. You know what it's like by your son doing this. He'll give you the wisdom and the help. Number two, sit at his feet. Sources of spiritual passion. Just sit down. Contemplate God, you know, place yourself there, read a little bit, talk to God a little bit, contemplate, wow, God, you're pretty awesome. We talked about number three, letting God break the outer shell, the self-life. Let him break it. Why hold on to it? What good has it gotten you? Striving, no peace, headaches, taking Tums every other hour. Come on now. Come on, let him break the self-life and so that his life can shine through. How about this one? And then I'll have one more tomorrow. How about making a list of the goodness of God in your life? Why not sit down and start saying, gosh, I forgot God the day you saved me. Ooh, I forgot God that You touched my daughter. Ooh, I forgot, God, that you set it up so that I could rekindle a friendship with so-and-so. Ooh, I forgot. Come on. That's what Joshua did. Put those stones in the River Jordan so that when the grandkids ask, we can say to them, this is what the Lord God has done. Make a list, my brethren, of the goodness of God. Sources of spiritual passion. More tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donnie. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.